Mark was just swinging through the studios. He was doing some work here, but I know that you're...
Speaking of regular TV, the broadcast TV...
The interview show with Mark Baser.
With Mark Baser.
Is that new?
It is, and that's not... I joked off air that I added it for ego's sake, but it's not. It was added... By WTTW for listing purposes.
Yeah, because does somebody else own the name, the interview show?
No, I have the copyright on it. It's
Julia
really
Sweeney is delightful.
Yeah, she's great.
She doesn't live in Chicago, though, right?
She did, and then I think she just moved to LA, but she lived in like the North Shore for a while.
Just before she left, she was on our show from the Broadcast Museum when we broadcast over there. The Saturday Night Live exhibit had just opened up.
Yeah.
So there were some SNL stars coming through and christening it. We were doing our shows from there, and I got a chance to visit with Julia Sweeney about her career and that show Pat. She did a Broadway or an off-Broadway show about that phenomenon too,
and
was delightful.
The episode itself that we, the work in progress episode, and what we talk about on the show a little bit is how Pat, the character of Pat, really kind of was a bad part of Abby McEnany's life because people would call her Pat derisively.
Wait a minute. Abby McEnany.
Abby McEnany is the star of the show Work in Progress.
How does she relate to this?
She's on my show. She's the first guest on my
show. Yeah, but I mean, what does she care about?
She's a lesbian who looks
androgynous.
Hair,
yeah.
She has short hair and she talks about this in her show. She's overweight. And for back in the 90s, I guess when Pat was on SNL, that was something that people would use to make fun of her. And the episode has her confronting Julia Sweeney, playing Julia Sweeney. And Julia Sweeney, I don't know what you guys talked about, but I believe now feels a great degree of regret over the character because of... You know, look at it's mean. It's a mean.
I know
character.
That she was conflicted about it, but I don't know that she said that to us. Maybe her feelings have changed these days. She did tell us that the Pat character, whose gender you weren't able to identify, that was the comedy of it, was based on a real person that she really knew. And she talked about how she based it on that person. And then later, after the thing had become a hit, bumped into that person again.
Wow.
And the person didn't know.
Yeah.
That they were the object of the...
I guess that's better not to know.
I guess, yeah, right.
But the I don't know. It's interesting where the culture is at now. I think in many ways, a kinder culture. And Abby, the character... Abby plays herself, pretty much, a character named Abby in the show. And she confronts Julia Sweeney in a Chicago restaurant. And it's actually a brilliant episode.
So is that staged or is it live? Like, okay, let's set it... It's staged, obviously. But, I mean, this is an authentic conversation between these
two.
No,
I mean, it's scripted. It's all scripted.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, I mean, like you said, Julia Sweeney is also... They're both. Both Abby and Julia Sweeney are two of the kindest people I've ever met.
Yeah, so. I sure enjoyed our conversation with her. Okay, so Channel 11, that's starting on Friday, January 3rd.
You can watch it with rabbit ears.
Somebody said if you're going to do that digital over-the-airs thing with the antenna, you do need a digital converter. I'm just reading text messages here. I have no idea what this all means. Mark, it's nice to see you.
Thanks for having me on.
Mark bumps into our show every now and then. Before he does these live shows from which the interview show is recorded and then cut for TV, the interview show, is it still going to be at the Hideout? Are you going to be doing more of those?
Yeah, we got another one January 10th.
You just had on, who was
we had Jeff Tweedy.
How about that?
He was so good. He told
last Friday
a super funny, but also... super sad story at the same time, which I won't. It'll be on our third episode. So
okay. Well, let's catch up then. Nice to see you, Mark Baser. Griff, nice of you to pop in too. We'll talk to Griff on Saturdays where I
Griffin's
live
a producer
weekends.
On our show, just so I can get that out. He helps with the show.
Thumbs up.
Yeah.
He's a good producer.